Honey. BJ. Honey, do you want some water, honey?
It's dry in here. Oh, it's so dry.
Honey, you need some water? I got some water right here.
Water,
honey.
Please. Water and a halls. You have any halls?
I do, because I knew you were coming over. Hold on. I got this new eco-friendly water bottle, honey.
Oh, that's cute.
It's eco-friendly, and, well, I mean, you know me.
Oh, of course. I need to buff them.
I know. Well, I like to take control of the environment.
Really. Right. You like to give back.
Well,
of course.
I mean, I do. Of course. So I got these new tin eco-friendly bottles, honey. And
those are so cute.
Mm. You know, apparently what you do, you use them, and the more you use them, the better it is for the environment.
Ah.
So I fill, you know, you just fill it up and throw it away, and then I bought a bunch of them, honey.
Oh, of course. Buy them in bulk. That's what I do.
And the great thing is you don't have to wash them, honey.
No. Why would you wash them?
It's like the convenience of a paper cup,
but it's fancy tin cup.
So I use it and I'll throw it away, and then a new one.
Fabulous.
Oh.
Fabulous.
So, what's been going on with you? See Dr. Schlesinger this week? Good for your standing appointment?
Of course,
what
do
you say about your cough, honey?
You know, things are not getting better.
No, head your throat is still dry.
Still dry as a bone.
Well, in this time of year, too. This
is the worst time of year for me. And then the winter. The spring and the winter.
Hold on. Oh, God, who could this be?
What?
I mean, really. Hold on.
Get your phone.
Oh, hold on. Maria! Maria, pour before the phone, please. Maria? Pour before the phone, Maria.
She's not responding.
Hold on. Okay. Oh, jeez. Hello, Buffum here, child. Oh, hi, Tina Marie.
Tina Marie?
Tina Marie, you know Gina Marie's daughter.
Of course.
Hi, Tina Marie. How are you, honey?
How is she?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
What's going on?
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
Uh-huh.
What is she saying?
Uh-huh. Really?
Is it a black
boy? Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right.
What's the problem? Hold on.
Uh-huh. Okay. No, I'm just here with BJ, my best friend in the whole wide world, BJ. You know BJ.
Hi, Tina Marie.
She says hi. She says hi. Honey, well, you can come over, honey, but...
Yeah, come over.
She's coming over.
Come over.
Okay.
Tell her to pick up some halls on the way.
Could you mind giving BJ's a halls? What kind do you like, honey?
Oh, the cherry, menthol.
The menthol?
The menthol, the honey.
The honey menthol, honey. All right? Okay, I'll see you in a minute. Now, just stop down to Wendy's Market downstairs, honey. All right. Okay, bye-bye. All right, see you in a minute. Really? This is interesting.
Do tell.
Well, she didn't say much, but I could hear it in her voice, honey. Something is not quite right.
Well, quite right over there?
I mean,
really?
Well, her daughter, Gina Marie, I mean, you know Gina Marie.
Of course.
My second best, well, third best friend, really, now that, you know, you, BJ.
Of course.
You know my friend, CJ.
Oh, she's fabulous.
CJ Jackson?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gorgeous.
Love her.
So gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhoosen, so Gina Marie's daughter, Tina Marie, who's like a niece to me.
Of course.
You grew up with her my whole life, all the... Yeah, right, honey?
I'll be fine, don't worry.
Well, anyway, I don't know what could be possibly going on over there. Do you think Frankie and Gina Marie had another fight?
Of course. I mean, isn't that every day over there? I mean, really.
I wonder why Gina Marie would... I mean,
but that doesn't usually upset her.
No, well, normally she just comes right over. I mean, she'll knock on my door, but not. I mean, she's a young girl. I mean, what does she want to hang out with me for, you know?
Well...
I mean, I am helping with a showgirl career.
True. She does want to be a showgirl, right?
Well, I wonder. Do you think it's her boyfriend Jamal?
Jamal, yes.
Do you think it's her boyfriend Jamal?
Absolutely. I'm sure there's problems there. I mean, how could there not be problems?
I don't know.
Is that your door?
Honey, come on in. Tina Marie, come on in.
Come in, honey.
Tina Marie, just come. It's open, honey. Maria, pull before the door, please, for Tina Marie.
Okay.
How are you?
Hey, everyone. I'm here.
Oh, hello.
How are you,
Tina Marie?
Oh, hey, I brought you coffee.
Oh, thank God.
Because my blood sugar is so low.
They're great for that.
Oh, these are sugar-free?
Yeah, well, I had to get the off-brand.
Equate.
Honey, these aren't going to do anything
what
for
the
you.
What the hell is an Equate?
It tastes just the same.
No, honey.
Well,
honey, right, let me tell you. When you have the driest throat in Astoria,
well-known fish,
you do not
you
buy Quake.
She has the driest throat in Astoria.
You buy Halls because it's a brand name, and they take care of dry throats. Equate does not take care of dry throat.
Well, you haven't even tried them.
Well, honey, come
on. All right, well, listen,
you have a lot to learn.
Well, I have to, I know I need to learn to save my money, let me tell you that.
Why, honey, what's going on?
Because my mother's making me, you never guess this, you never guess this.
What now, what is Jim Raven?
Really, what's going on, honey?
She's making me pay freaking rent.
Rent?
She's making me pay rent.
What's that, honey?
It's where you have to, I have to pay to live in my own house. I have to pay to rent. I have to pay my mother money to live in my own freaking house.
I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah.
Does your brother Joey pay rent?
Oh, no. No, you know what she says?
What?
She says to me, oh, your brother Joey's going back to school. He's getting a degree. She's letting him live in the house for free. And you know what else she's doing? She's paying for Gino, his freaking interior design company
what?
That he started.
Honey, you're so upset, honey. Go be.
All right. Yeah.
Who's Gino?
You know, Joey's fagula boyfriend, honey.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
That's true.
Well, I only know him as a fagula. I don't know.
Well, no, because Joey goes to NYU, honey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And he and Gino live in our basement.
Okay, the finished basement apartment. Gino's the boyfriend, all right, who does the interior design, and really, he does a gorgeous job.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I mean, he's starting up a business, because I could actually use some help with the interior design.
Good for him. Good for him, honey. Good for him. I mean, he did all the track lighting around all my artworks.
Gorgeous.
He did all that up lighting around my Statue of David, the replica I have of the Statue of David out there on my foyer.
Gorgeous.
Well, our house is looking a lot better.
Uh-huh.
Since he's moved
in. Your mother's done nothing over there.
No, she
for
hasn't.
Years.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to have to pay rent to live there. Can you believe that?
I've never heard of such a thing. Who thought you could charge your own kids to live in your house?
Your own kids.
My son, Rudy, who's lived with me for the past 20 years.
You know Rudy.
You know Rudy from around.
He works at the game store.
He works at the game store.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Rudy.
You should talk to Rudy.
Yeah.
He's a good boy. But he's lived with me forever, and I would never ever think.
Charge him a dime.
Charge him a dime. Why would I do that? I enjoy the company of my son.
Honey, why would anyone charge anyone to live in their own home?
Well, listen to this. This is even the topping. This is the tippity top. Okay. Not only am I paying rent, she's making me. She says to me, I got you a job.
What?
She's got me a job.
A job?
Yeah.
Well, that's good for you, though.
Yeah, but
I mean, my Rudy works at the game store. He loves it.
But, honey, I've been working with Tina Marie on the showgirl crew.
I'm about to make my big break as a store.
Okay.
So what are you doing? What does she have you doing?
She says, I got you a spot at Aphrodite Construction and Lumber, Greek and Italian Restaurante and Day Spa as a receptionist. I'm a receptionist at the freaking Day Spa part of it.
Oh, honey, I am sorry.
That's too bad.
I mean, you didn't even go to secretarial school.
No, I didn't.
So she's putting you to work, and then she's taking your money.
Exactly.
What kind of a mother?
I think she's going to quit one of her jobs or something. I think she's making me do it now.
Oh, really? I don't know how you do it.
I don't understand.
I don't know how you
really
do it.
Jennifer, it's just, I mean, your poor mother, really. I mean, look at her. I mean, really. I mean, she's trying to start her showgirl career. I mean, and let's be honest, really, she's riding on my coattails.
Of course.
I mean,
course.
You've seen us over at the Mixed Cafe in Lands for brunch.
It's so cute there,
isn't it
by
cute?
The way.
Such a good job they did over there.
Oh, I love it there.
And there we are performing at brunch, honey, and half the time she shows up late from work because she is over at Aphrodite in the morning. And then we got the shows that we're doing at the D-Lounge every month coming up. I don't get... Well, and then we got the Marmal and Bodies gig that we're doing on April 30th out
by
on
the way,
Island.
How are we getting my hover around out to Marmal and Bodies? Because I'm a little worried about getting it there.
I'll take you in my candy.
Okay. You have a room you can put in the trunk?
Well,
it folds up. It's
right,
easy
it's
for
a
travel.
Small one. Well, mm-hmm. I mean, we'll see what we can do. I mean,
okay.
BJ, you got to come to
this. Of course. I wouldn't miss it. But
yeah.
I have to have my hover around because
well, how are you gonna
I got to get to a buffet.
Well, I did
and carry the buffet plate back, and I'm not going to... I mean, I can't walk and do that.
Well, I called Corianne over there, who does all the arrangements over there for all the stuff. I called her, and I said, honey, my best friend in the whole wide world, BJ Giacobelli, is in a hover around. So I told her all about you, honey.
She's a doll.
Well, I told her, I said, she's really an inspiration because BJ, and Tina Marie, you know this, BJ is in a wheelchair by choice.
It's not a wheelchair.
It's a hover around.
It is a hover around.
Hover around. Yes,
and
honey.
It is a lifesaver.
Right.
Yeah.
Because
Why walk?
Why walk? That's what I say. Yeah. Why walk? When you can have this beautiful little vehicle that I can decorate so beautifully,
it
as you can see.
Right on you.
With
it
the little
right
basket in the front and all my frills and my
he can carry everything
lanterns
in it.
That
he can
I have
carry everything
the top.
In it.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
Well.
And I never have to worry about leaving something at home because it's all right here.
And doesn't the seat open up? You can put stuff in the seat?
Of course. Of course. I can. It's a cooler down there.
A cooler?
Of course. Right under my seat is a cooler.
What do you put in there, honey?
Well, my Whoopie Pies.
Your Whoopie Pies?
My famous Whoopie Pies. Because
boy,
the
show delicious.
The cream. The cream has to stay refrigerated.
Of course.
They'll go bad. No one wants a bad Whoopie Pie.
No.
No, honey.
And then, and you know what it's gorgeous for? When in the summer, Rudy and I will go out to the beach, and I'll throw his, you know, he likes the Pabst Blue Ribbon, the PBR beer. So I'll put that in there, uh-huh. Some water, some Halls, and some Whoopie Pies, and we'll make a day of it at the beach. And who needs to carry anything because it's right under my seat?
It's so convenient.
Oh, so I couldn't live without it. I don't know how you all do it.
Well, you know, being a showgirl and all.
Of course. Of course.
I mean, wheelchairs and hoverounds, they're just unsightly. You know what I'm saying? I mean, how am I supposed to get my career going in a hoveround?
True.
You know what I'm saying?
True. Sure.
I mean, you know, you're one of my number one inspirations,
honey. Of course.
And, I mean, Tina Marie, take a lesson from this one, please, honey.
Yeah.
Why look?
I like how your legs are relaxed all the time.
All the time.
You know?
In fact, I barely can move them anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they're withering away to nothing, and who needs them? That's what I say.
Yeah.
Who needs them? It's fine with me. Go away.
Well, you know what I saw on Dateline the other day?
Hmm.
After they did the To Catch a Predator segment.
Oh, I love those.
I know. They're good.
Mm.
So interesting. Now, and so, I want to talk to you about that, Tina Marie. Are you on the Face Spaces, honey?
Yeah.
Because
I'm
you go and watch out because those predators will go after you on there, honey. They think that you'll think that they want to be your friend and everything, and then come to find out they want to come over to your house and really, I mean, do things to you that really should not be done to you.
You have to be careful.
Really?
I won't allow the internet in my home.
You don't have
Rudy internet? Will not know. He does not have internet access at home. Because
really?
I don't want to risk him being lured out into God knows where, into some house. I mean, he loves his PBR. They tell him, I've got a little PBR. He'll be there, and who knows what's going to happen to him.
Isn't he 34?
But it doesn't matter how old he is.
It's true. I,
as a mother, am not going to worry about my son being on the internet, being lured out by these sickos and weirdos.
Yeah.
Well, you know what else they got on there? Pornography, honey.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh, God.
That's right.
Oh, God. What a world.
I mean, really.
What a world we have going on
I mean,
now.
Really. I mean, no, I mean, oh. Really. First, you know what it started with, honey? The cable television. I mean, I understand that sometimes when I'm watching programs, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a little bit of, you know, sexual content, which I mean, General Hospital and all that, all the programs.
But their programs...
But it's appropriate. I mean,
of course.
Wrong with that.
Of course. That's what happens.
I mean, that's real life.
That's what people do.
Exactly.
That's what people do.
It's real life. I mean, why hide it?
Why? Nothing. There's nothing wrong with any of it.
No.
No.
But now, all this stuff on the internet, I don't know about the it. I really don't. I mean,
sick.
I mean, I am just getting into the Face Spaces because of my career. Well, my manager, Vinny, from Pretty Woman Inc. Talent Management, says to me that I need it for the promotion. That I need to get my face out there.
That's fine.
But I don't know what to do with it. I mean, I've got all these friend requests. I mean, I don't know them from Adam.
What does it mean when they friend request you? What does that entail?
They send you a message, honey.
Okay.
That says, I want to be your friend.
Okay.
And then if you say yes, honey, you can see all the stuff that they've got going on in their lives on the page that they hear.
Oh.
Something on the interwebs or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I don't understand how it works. I don't know.
That's how I met my best friend, Pam.
On the internet?
Yeah, sure did.
Really?
She wasn't a sicko or a weirdo?
Is she a stalker or something? She a predator?
No, not at all. So some people actually are not that bad. Like Pam.
Well, you gotta be careful.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust that Pam.
I mean, you barely know her, honey. You only know her on the internet. Honey.
You never know what's gonna happen. She's probably gonna rob you. Or rape you.
It's what... On Dateline...
It's a fact. I see it on Dateline.
It's real life, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People get raped by people over the internet. And the other thing about the internet that I don't like, honey, and Tina Marie, please, listen to me, please. You put something on the internet, honey, and the whole world can see it forever and ever and ever. I mean, there is it.
Forever.
There's no going back on
it. Why do they say that you can see it forever? Why?
Because
it's it,
honey.
Because it's not going away.
It's
someone will see it. Someone
will find it.
You never heard of databases, honey? databases are created of all the stuff that's put out there on the interwebs. I read about it on the Google.
They look at that stuff when you go to get a job. You're lucky that your mother got you a job. Well, I don't know what you've put on the internet.
Well, I can't imagine.
Oh, I'm sure it's nothing. But when you go to get a job, they check you. They Googles you.
It's kind of like back in the day. They would do, you'd have to put down references, honey. You'd have to put down phone numbers, people. Yeah. And you couple now they got the Googles.
Who needs it?
They don't need it.
No.
No, honey. You got to be careful what you put out there. In fact, if I were you, I would make sure I put stuff out there that I only want people to think are true. Regardless of if it's true or not, honey.
Yeah. It doesn't need to be true.
No.
No, not at all.
What do they know?
Not at all.
What do they know?
Yeah.
But anyhow, Jim, what's going on with your father? How's he?
He's doing all right, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's great.
Yeah.
I don't see him a whole lot, but...
How's his back?
It's better.
He's got a job yet, or...?
No, he doesn't have a job.
Oh.
No job, but okay. He's doing all right. Okay. Yeah.
Good for him.
He's on the disabilities, is that what that is?
The disabilities,
now, yeah. You're on that, too, right?
I am, yes. Been on it for a long time, but there's not a lot of places that are handicapable, accessible for a hub around.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of jobs that I can hold being in a hub around, being confined to the
by choice.
Around, by choice. So the government says, well, here you go. We'll take care of you, BJ.
Do they know that it's your choice to stay in them?
Oh, they don't need to know it's a choice.
No.
That's
but you don't exactly hide it.
Here I am. They can come and see me, but they never asked.
Yeah.
They never asked. And honestly, I think I couldn't work anyway because of my dry throat.
Regardless of the hover.
Oh, of course.
Even if I chose to be up and around. My dry throat is a debilitating disease.
Yeah.
Now, is it really?
Of course.
Dr. Schlesinger found out that it's a natural disease, or is it just a condition?
Well, it's just
a condition.
I guess it's just a condition.
I mean, I'm not trying to downplay your dry throat.
Oh.
I mean, it's a well-known fact. BJ Giacobelli has a dry throat in Astoria.
That's right.
For years.
I challenge any of the listeners of Sunday Morning Mimosa to step up and say that they have a drier throat than I.
Yeah.
And we will go to Dr. Schlesinger, and I guarantee that he will tell them that they do not have a drier throat than I do. Now you got me all upset.
Well, I was talking to Luna Scavullo the other day, and she told me, these are her exact words, that BJ Giacobelli and her dry throat are a bunch of poppycock. That's what she told me. She says that talking about excuses after excuses, and I said, honey, she said it's all mental. That's what she said, honey. She said if you wanted to, you could secret it out of your existence. You know the secret, honey?
Oh, I don't know anything about that.
Oprah talked about that book, The Secret, honey.
Yeah, it's about like you're thinking good thoughts.
That book is all well and good, but it is not lubricating my throat. Is this... Listen to this, Linda Scavullo. That is not my imagination. Give me another pause. Give me one of those equates. I don't care what it is. Just give it to me. Give it to me.
I think it'll work well.
There's nothing that'll help.
Well,
I'm shaking.
Don't let Linda bother you, honey. You know Linda.
Oh, I don't.
You know Linda. Hello, honey.
Hello, please.
You can tell that wall right there is white, and you and both of us, we can all see that wall is white,
yeah.
And she'll say it's another color.
Yeah.
Nothing but trouble.
Yeah.
Always starting trouble.
Just difficult.
Mm.
Just difficult. All right, well, listen, honey, my program's going to be on in just a minute. So I got to go, but...
Yeah, I need to head back to my house.
And I got to get over there.
I'm going to go out tonight with Jamal.
Oh, where are you going?
Well, I don't know.
Public?
Probably take me somewhere. Yeah, we can go all the time out in public.
You go in
outside
public?
Of Astoria. Oh, well, we're probably going to go into the city.
Linda Scavullo did tell me she saw you down at the park with Jamal.
Yeah, she told me that, too.
She mentioned it.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him to wear a baseball cap, and I guess he was spotted.
He has what they call the Afro puffs, honey. So he has last time I saw him, honey.
Yeah.
So, can't fit a hat over there, honey.
No.
Yeah.
Look like a big clown, honey. What it look like.
Yeah,
all right.
Well, I was hoping to disguise him a little bit, a piano story.
Well, because you don't need your mother, Gina Marie.
Right.
Knowing all about that. You know how she feels about it. Which I don't understand it. I'm a modern girl. Of course. Yeah. My second husband, Mr. Buckham, who I'm married to now, he's a Jew. You know,
good for
nothing
you.
Wrong with him.
Good
nothing
for
wrong
you. Nothing wrong with
nothing
that.
Nothing wrong with it.
No. No, no, all no. All right?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, Tina Marie, you do what makes you happy. All
thank
right?
Yeah, I will.
Don't listen to your mother.
Yeah.
Don't all listen right? to a word she says.
No. I mean, look no. at her. Really?
She obviously does not have your best interest at heart.
No.
No.
How could she?
How could she? She's charging her to live in a house. In that house?
Really? What is she making you pay?
$550.
No.
A month?
What?
$550. Can you believe that? What about your spare bedroom you have in
oh,
here?
No, honey. That's a guest bedroom, honey. I can't. You know, I can't do that, honey. What happens if I have a visitor or something?
I just thought maybe.
Well, I mean, not. I mean.
That wouldn't work.
I don't think that would work yet, honey.
No.
Plus, I got Maria here. My housemaid.
Your mother needs it there. She needs it.
She really needs it.
She really needs
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you think so?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely, honey.
Who knows what happened if you left?
What time is it? I really gotta go.
Okay.
All right, Tina Marie.
I'm gonna head out.
Okay.
Bye, Tina Marie.
All right.
Careful.
Careful at the door. Yeah.
Be careful.
Bye.
Oh my god.
Well, she looks horrible.
Oh, of course.
She looks horrible.
Of course.
I can't believe Gina Marie lets her out of the house like that.
I don't understand it.
I don't understand. I mean, these girls today.
You need to talk to her.
Well, I tried, honey. I tried. You heard me.
I know.
I tried, honey. What am I going to say to her, honey? She's like a trollop?
Yeah.
You
can't just
she
say
gets it from her mother, right?
Of course. Yeah,
you only do what you learn, honey.
Of course.
It's a shame, honey.
It is a shame.
I mean,
it is a shame.
You know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? All right, I got to turn on my program.
All right.
All right.